Coming to you on some serious tape delay via a podcast near you. From that hockey hotbed of San Jose, California, it's Dudes on Hockey.
He is now accepting callers. He is calling me Dude.
And now, your hosts, Mike and Doug.
Welcome to a very special international edition of Dudes on Hockey. I'm Doug, and this is Mike.
Dude, this is a little weird. It's like role reversal.
Well, dude, tell us and tell the listeners about your little trip that's going on.
Yeah, well, I'm in India, dude. So it's night into day, AM into PM. So
how long did it take you? How long did it take you to drive there? It's like 4 hours.
Yeah, four and a half with traffic. So you know, it wasn't too bad. Otherwise, no, it was like a full 24-hour traveling time. So yeah, it was a while.
Best thing you've done or seen in India so far has been.
Let's see. The traffic is amazing here because there's basically no rhyme or reason to anything. You just drive wherever you want. You see scooters and people and cars all sharing the same road. Again, dude, are you trying to act out my description?
Yeah, I'm on the move.
He's on the move again. He's like running from the law or something. This isn't even a Sharks podcast anymore, dude. This is like dude traveling. This is like a Beatles movie or something.
Well, dude, where I'm recording the podcast, there's now a giant cement truck coming right outside the door. So I'm wondering if this is picking up on the thing.
Yeah, I could definitely hear that. I was wondering what that was.
Oh, good. Well, like it's good. It's good that we've got some ambient noise going on in the background for the listeners.
Yeah, and a complete and utter lack of hockey content so far.
Well, let's get started then, dude. You're the one who's been wasting so much time with this silly trip you're on.
I know, it's true.
Do you like the view right now, dude?
I have managed to. Yeah, it's really, really good. I have managed to watch some of the games, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to watch all the games, but I've watched highlights and I've read about all the games, of course.
Well, you
can't stop that, but Game Center does work in India. That's pretty cool.
That is awesome. You've missed quite an end to the road trip. You know, the last game you saw here before you left was probably the Nashville game. And the Sharks went into Detroit in what I think was the most exciting game of the year, dude. Some great back-and-forth play. And the Sharks, again, beat the Red Wings on their own turf. They were better. And it was fun to watch, that, you know, to see as much as Detroit really – they said all the right things. We want to beat you. Jimmy Howard had a baby like 2 hours before the game or whatever. The baby was still – you know, he just cut the umbilical cord and then he put on his mask. And then he's out there. And they still couldn't beat him. They couldn't beat the Sharks. The Sharks were just better at the whole game. It was great.
And they got another empty net goal. I noticed that. Was that three or four games in a row where they got an empty netter, wasn't it?
It's a new Sharks record. I don't know, dude. I'm just making stuff up. I'm hoping.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I can't remember how many games on the trip that they got an empty net goal, but it was a thrilling matchup, dude. And you probably saw the article I sent you about the Red Wings locking up Cronwall to a 7-year deal, you know. So it's nice to see that they're keeping the core together that we can beat on a regular basis. So thank you so much, Detroit.
Yeah, so it's nice to see that Detroit is actually maybe even overpaying for some guys. I know there's been a couple signings lately that you could say weren't the best Detroit favorable signings. So they got Dotsuk and Zetterberg for cheap, but now maybe they might be paying too much for Cronwall. So that's good for us, I guess, because they can't just go and poach all the great free agents for nothing anymore.
The player of the trip, dude, has been Joe Pavelski. I mean, this guy is looking like an MVP candidate. I mean, it's way too early to start, you know, throwing that around seriously. But, I mean, he scored in every game on the road trip. And he looks completely unstoppable on that top line. He cleans up all the messes in front of – I mean, 40 goals for Pavs is certainly not out of bounds. And we talked about it as maybe pie in the sky, but almost maybe would be disappointing at this point if he didn't reach that goal.
No, we can't say that.
Dude, come on, dude.
It'll be amazing.
You're in India. You can say whatever you want.
We're only 10 games into the season or something. We can't say he has to have 40 goals. We're all going to be mad now.
Right now, he is on pace for 80 goals.
So we should split the difference and say we'll be mad unless he gets 60 goals.
Yes.
That's what we're saying?
Yes. Okay. On this international edition of Dudes on Hockey, we're going for some sort of inflated – what's the dollar to Indian currency, dude?
It's about 45 rupees to the dollar.
So for one American goal, it's 45 Indian goals. Is that right?
It could be. It could be. And I got to tell you, I've been watching some TV over here. There's cricket on like five different channels at once. I go up the channels. Five different channels have five different cricket games. It's amazing. And I watch all of them, and I don't understand any of them.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It's the most amazing game.
A total nightmare.
It's actually pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun to see weird sports that you don't understand. I'm sure if they went, you know, to America, and if my Indian colleagues came to America and watched hockey, they probably wouldn't understand it any more than I understand cricket.
Did you get to watch any of the Sharks Islanders game, dude?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I watched a little bit of it.
Did you see the one thing I love about Game Center is the condensed game feature. Have you been using that at all?
Yeah, I've been trying to use it. I think what was it? With the Islanders, and then it was just the Islanders and the Rangers. That's right. So yeah, I think I saw the Islanders condensed version.
Right. Then that's the game that there's a little bit of controversy around that game where, you know, there's a delay of game call in overtime where the Sharks got a power play and Brent Burns buries it after about 20 seconds. The Sharks also were the recipients of a call on Steve Staios about 10 seconds into the game, who really, watching him in person, I feel like it's kind of unfair. He's not the worst player in the NHL this year. He's the worst player in the NHL ever.
And that was a perfectly legitimate call 10 seconds into the game.
He is so bad. He is terrible, dude. It's embarrassing that they're playing him top 4 minutes. He sucks. He is terrible, dude. Terrible. Worse than Semenov.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely worse than Semenov. It's a joke. If you're an Islanders fan, you've got a young, up-and-coming team, and then you're playing Steve Staios like 18 minutes a night. Good Lord. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
We didn't even get the Nabokov reunion either.
No.
So that game was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, he was conveniently not feeling well. His pride was sore or whatever. I don't know what his deal was. But we got Rick DiPietro, who, you know, was fine, but not a real match. I just want to let you know, dude, that the concrete truck cement truck is making its way back towards the podcast mobile studio, so we might be getting some more noise. Another one, Pavelski scoring that goal. Brent Burns on the, you know, contested call that was not a delay of game. The Islanders were really pretty upset about it. But the Sharks were the better team that night still, even though the Islanders really gave us a run for their money. Sharks are the better team. You know, I don't know what they were getting so bent out of shape about, dude.
Yeah. The Islanders, although they had kind of a hot start, I don't think they're quite up to par with the Sharks, especially after a hot road trip. So dude, let's look ahead. What's coming up here for the Sharks, and what do they have to look forward to?
Well, we've got a home game against the Pittsburgh Penguins coming up on Thursday. And, you know, this is a Penguins team that still no Sidney Crosby. Jordan Staal's been out. Zibanejad Mihalik is out. They're still playing pretty decent hockey. They find a way to win with Richard Park centering a second line. And, you know, Pittsburgh, Malkin is back, and then he's out, and then he's back, he's out. So I'm not really sure if it's going to be the marquee matchup that people expected when you see the Pittsburgh Penguins on your schedule and you're excited to see them come to town. But they buy into whatever Dan Bylsma serves them, and they're going to play a good structured game. It's going to be a hard one, I think, for the Sharks to win on their first game back from such a successful road trip, you know, the Rangers game notwithstanding. I mean, do you buy into that hangover game, you know, when a team comes back from a road trip, dude?
I usually do. And now I kind of wonder if this newfound controversy about Joe Thornton's comments might muddy the waters further. So I can't say I'm super optimistic about the Penguins game, to be honest with you. But, you know, then again, I wasn't super optimistic about the road trip either, and they ripped off five in a row.
So right.
Shows you what I know.
After we've got the Penguins, the Nashville Predators are coming to town. Another team that you see, Nashville, they made another trade this week, getting rid of a young playmaking center in Cal O'Reilly, shipping him to Phoenix for nothing, for a fourth round pick because of, you know, salary considerations after Kostitsyn comes off, or sorry, not Kostitsyn, Erak comes off the DL. Amazing that they're giving away young talent. They just give them away for a fourth-round pick. This guy who was a very promising young player for them is now all of a sudden gone. So you've got the Preds coming to town. Of course, they're still playing well, dude. I don't know why. I hate them so much.
Yeah, they play that annoying style that is really, a lot of times, pretty boring to watch. But like you said about the Penguins and Bylsma, all the players seem to buy into it because they've seen it work for several years now, so why wouldn't they play that way? They can manage to squeak into the playoffs, and at least for last year, they can even manage to win a round.
The last game, dude, will be the Kings at home. A great division battle. The Kings just slightly ahead of the Sharks as of right now in the division. Drew Doughty, I think, should be back by then. He's been battling some concussion issues, dude. Do you think he's had it coming?
But of all the games that I'm going to miss being out of town, this is the one I'm going to miss the most. I wish I could see the Kings. That's, you know, with the Kings' ascendance in the last year or two, and that's the big rivalry again. Luckily, the Kings and Sharks rivalry is back, and it's always good to have a good rivalry. And now, I think that's going to, in the next few years, that's going to be huge.
The big talk around the Kings right now is how terrible Dustin Penner is. He has 1 point in 10 games, and evidently...
This is a surprise.
Well, I mean, you know, this whole thing about how he got into shape and, you know, he was working out with Richard Simmons or whatever the hell he was doing. You know, right. Best friends with Jenny Craig or I don't know what.
He was working out with Richard Park.
Evidently, he's more like Oprah. He takes off weight then puts it back on than Jenny Craig. But Dustin Penner... What a bust for Dean Lombardi, and they're trying to give him away right now, and of course there's going to be no takers, and I hope he ends up totally cash-strapping them, dude, but it'd be interesting to see that storyline play out in front of us on Monday. I'm surprised you're going to miss the Kings game more than next Thursday when the Minnesota Wild come to town. You don't want to see a little Heatley and Seto back in town, dude?
I want to see that, but I'm more about the rivalry matchup between two good teams than the homecoming for two, you know, ex-players.
Right.
You know, ex-Sharks. So, yeah, I mean, of course, I wouldn't want to miss either of those games if I could help it, and I would be eager to see either one. But if I had to pick only one of those two, I would definitely pick the Kings. I think it'll be a better game.
So, story of the road trip, I think, is Joe Pavelski. It is the emergence of the second line as a legit scoring second line. Martin Havlat having a great debut as a Shark, really chipping in. Couture looks good now, finally. After looking poor in those first four games, Havlat has really brought the best out in him. Klo coming off the, you know, the first 10 seconds of the game last night, Klo gets in a fight with Colton Orr. I like that. You know, the Sharks are full of energy and life right now, dude. You're just hoping that they can keep it going.
Yeah, they got to keep it going. I hope they can, you know, like I said, I'm not that optimistic about the Penguins, but I hope they can find a way to come back and match up against the Kings, because I know everybody, you know, in the hockey community is probably looking at that matchup a little bit, because that could very well indicate the eventual Pacific Division winner. So I think that's the one that people are sort of keeping one eye on as things happen. And you know, I'm really interested, especially if Doughty's in the lineup. I'm really interested to see how that matchup works out, and if the Sharks can maybe exploit the awesomeness of Dustin Penner.
Jason Demers back in the lineup last night, and the Sharks lose. Any correlation, dude?
Yeah. I didn't see a lot of that game, so I can't say much about Demers, but do you think he looked bad?
I thought he looked bad on some plays. Yeah, I did. I thought he was involved in some good plays as well. He showed a little bit of a physical nature at the end of the second period, I think, when he checked either Dubinsky or Callahan pretty hard at the end of the period. I liked that play, but, you know, interesting that they got him in the game, you know, but Braun is still around. So, you know, I think we're going to see more Justin Braun and less Jason Demers in these next few weeks as the Sharks try to figure out who their regular guys are going to be in the rotation, dude.
Yeah, something to keep watch on, dude. Well, anyway, dude, I think this has been a pretty successful international podcast, and I hope we'll be able to find the connection and do it again next week.
Are you giving me the international blow-off? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's it. Can you see the gesture I'm making?
Oh, dude, that is the rudest gesture that's ever happened on the history of this podcast.
Wait, not as rude as this one.
Oh, dude, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, my God. That's awful. You are the palest person in that continent.
Yes, I agree.
Dude, enjoy the rest of your trip. We hope to talk to you next week. We did get some emails this week that we'll push off into next week and talk about those. And continue to have a well-structured, quality recording to offer our listeners.
I hope so. Talk to you next week.
Think the show sucks? Want to get your questions on the air? Email questions at dudesonhockey.com. Dudes on Hockey is not affiliated with the San Jose Sharks organization or the National Hockey League.